All right, time to take a deep cleansing breath. You need it, I need it, everybody needs it because, well, you just need that from time to time. And I'm looking for my next guest. He's coming stumbling out of the woods with pine cones on his breath and dirt under his nails. Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost the most on Michigan back roads. The Back Roads Report brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Hey, there he is, Ron Rademacher. And Ron, beautiful pine cone in your hair. Very nice.
Hey, thank you. As a matter of fact, I was knee-deep in it this morning in the sinkholes over there by Onaway, so I'm not surprised there's pine cones, grease, you know, sap. I'm covered in it.
Wait. Why were you out there this early already near Onaway? What are you doing? Trying to find your way home or going out?
No, you know, this is Onaway. This is a road trip of the week. And one of the things I like to try to do is get some pictures at sunrise. And the colors are just starting to come up over here, but I wanted to go to the Underground River, and I wanted to go to Aquiac Falls, and I wanted to get down in the sinkholes all in one morning. And I still have a few places to go, so I have to go M211 Market and consult the treasure map to see where to go
Fair
next.
Enough. What Underground River? What is it that you speak of, Mr. Rademacher?
Well, you've no doubt, most people have heard of Aquiac Falls up near Onaway.
Sure.
And that is part of the Silver River, Silver Creek. And if you follow the map that we have on Michigan Back Roads, or you can go to this market and they have it done in colored chalk, it shows you how to take these side trails and roads and get back to where the river actually flows underground. Now, you can't go down to a big cave or anything, but you can stand on this hill and watch the river come flowing out of the ground. Not out of the bubbling up, but coming right out of the side of the hill.
Really?
Yes, and I have not personally seen this. But people tell me that when the trout and the salmon are running, sometimes you'll see them come back out of that hill where they've gone up the spawn up in the river.
Just emerge from beneath the earth.
From beneath the earth, yeah. You're standing there. You can, in fact, when it's not windy, when you're standing on the hill, you can actually hear the water running underground, burbling away as it flows underground there. Very, very cool spot.
Very near. So near Onaway, not too far from the I-75 corridor. So easy to get to, right?
Oh, yeah. Very easy to get to. And they're having a harvest festival up there this weekend. If you want to go up and check all this out, you can get the map that shows you exactly how to get there, because there's no signs along the road, by the way, that say Underground River this way. You have to know where to go, which is why I have a job.
Excellent. And that's the road trip. That sounds like a great road trip of the week, by the way.
Yeah.
I love when you do that. So Onaway is the place to be. The Underground River, treasure maps, Harvest Festival, sinkholes, fall colors, and maybe a microbrew along the way. Just saying.
Well, the Jolly Dutchman. Yes, of course. The Jolly Dutchman, great food. They call themselves the friendliest bar in North America. So,
all right, the Jolly Dutchman.
Yeah, you got to drive right by it to get between the chalkboard map and the
Why would I do that?
River. You can't miss it.
Why would I drive right past it?
I misspoke. Forgot who I was talking to.
All right, so and if you do that for your road trip, just one, folks, and take the rest with you for later enjoyment. All right, so where else are we going this week, Ron?
Well, we've got, there's so much going on this time of year, you know, because it's color, and then Oktoberfests are coming. Now, there's an interesting Oktoberfest going on in the UP in Curtis. A lot of people from downstate know about Curtis. They've had cabins up there on those lakes for three generations. Well, they've had a craft beer festival, an Oktoberfest for 13, 14 years. But just to let you know how the world has changed, they're also including this year what's known as a cork pull. You ever been to one of those?
A what?
A cork pull. It's where you pull the corks out. It's a wine tasting. It's a fancy name for
I
a
like
wine
that
tasting.
Idea. Yeah, I like
Who
that.
Who needs it?
A
now,
cork pull.
Come on. Who wants them? Yeah. This is an Oktoberfest. This is beer.
Right.
Brats. Dancing women. What do we need? Nobody drinks beer in an Oktoberfest. Come on.
I gotcha.
The world is changing
I love
on
that.
Me. It's going too right, fast so, for me.
So that's in Curtis. All right, Corkpole. Love it. Beautiful. Speaking of craft beer, I see that, if we're going to stay on that for a moment, Cadillac Craft Beer Festival, 10th year.
And, if you you, of course, if you're going up and down between Grand Rapids and Lansing and the Boyne City area and Lake Charlevoix, you got to go right through Cadillac, stop off. And they do take great pride. Everybody promotes it. They take great pride in finding the very best stuff from their local area. So when you go, you're going to get local foods, local drinks. They have a lot, and they really have a lot of live, great live music going on there.
Beautiful. I like
that's a really good
you're
one.
Doing great.
I like Beer Festival is a good one.
All right. Well, let's for the folks that want to stay a little bit farther south, let's find something to the south, can we?
Yeah, we can find something to the south. Well, of course, Marshall. Everybody loves Marshall. Great walking town. You know, the fantastic architecture, cool shops, lots of food, all that. But their Skeleton Festival is coming up. And if you've not been for it, they combine a Skeleton and Scarecrow Festival. And all around the roundabout there where the big fountain is and the Honolulu Museum and the Magic Museum, all those places, everybody is completely festooned with these huge, wonderful, artsy skeletons. And, of course, they throw in something a little bit different because at from 5 to 9, they have a pub crawl thrown in there.
All right. A pub crawl.
A pub crawl, yeah.
There's a reason they call it a pub crawl.
I don't know if you remember the Dark Horses down there. That's one of the original brew pubs.
Oh, yeah. Used to have it. You know, there was a television show about that place for a while, as I recall. Anyhow, we got about 10 seconds. Ron, anything you want to throw in?
Anything I want to throw in? Yeah. I will. If you're going to be in the Upper Peninsula next weekend, I will be at the Ancient Artifact Preservation Society conference where we will be talking about anomalous objects, strange fossils, things found all over Michigan, all over North America. It goes on for 3 days, so if you have a chance, stop by and take a look at some of this incredible stuff that local archaeologists have found that have never been explained.
MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. If you want your town, your festival, your event highlighted by that guy right there, that guy, Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackroads.com, that guy, MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, as always, safe travels.
Thank you, buddy. Say hello to Ivy for me. You guys have a safe weekend.
There you go.